Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus treated his people like cattle. Welcome to my series, Emmanuel Has Come. It seems the king wants to count his people, and a census is the best way to do it. So all his kingdom is on the move as people travel to their hometowns. Let's find out how Joseph and Mary are getting along. Caesar Augustus, the king of Rome, whose kingdom covered all the known earth, sent out a decree that there would be a census. The first census, while Quirinius was governor of Syria, everyone was required to return to the town of their birth and register with the census. This was a massive undertaking, with people traveling all over back to their hometowns. Joseph and Mary lived in the city of Nazareth, but were born in Bethlehem. You know, Bethlehem, the city of David, because that was where the origins of King David was. You know, the king of Israel who slew the giant Goliath. They traveled to Bethlehem by foot, and it was with a heavy heart. Mary was on the verge of giving birth during their 80-mile journey. When they arrived in Bethlehem, all the hotels and hostels were full. There were no vacancies for a young couple who were about to have a baby. One family offered their barn as a place for them to stay. While they were there, Mary, still a virgin, gave birth to the Holy Son, whom she named Jesus. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a feeding trough. Joseph had fulfilled the instructions given to him by an angel he saw in a vision. He was a carpenter and a devout man of God. It is hard to imagine that Jesus' parents were impoverished peasants. Giving birth in a barn is not something that the rich do, but the destitute. Yet, it was all part of God's plan and a sign for those who are looking for Emmanuel, as you will find out in our next story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.